Hillary Clinton was born in Chicago in 1947 and raised in the suburbs. 68 years later, she's making history as the first woman to be nominated for president by a major party. I'm Amanda Vinicky in Philadelphia covering the Democratic National Convention. And I spoke with some ladies of Illinois' delegation and asked them to reflect on Clinton's candidacy and on what it's like to be a woman in politics.
For us to say to our daughters and our granddaughters, you can be anything you want to be when you grow up. But I would ask you this, until a woman is president of the United States, can we really say that with total confidence?
Young women in particular didn't take it as seriously as I'd hoped they would. It's because they somehow thought we've already done it. It's old hat already, and that's perhaps because there are so many women. Increasing numbers, not enough, but increasing numbers of women in important positions, in government, in business, in journalism, across everything.
It's a very different experience saying first African-American president and first woman president, especially for black women, because most black women would say they're black first, woman second. I'm just being honest about it. However, I will say this. I have watched Hillary Clinton since I was a child. I am excited about the prospect of her being president.
When was the last time you heard any reporters talk to men about their hair and how they wear it, or their clothes, or how high their heels are? I think women are subject to a lot of irrelevant criticism and comment that men aren't, and it's demeaning.
If we are truly going to change our country and America, we've got to better reflect the makeup of America. That's what this is all about.
It's working, folks, but our work's not done. We have to make sure, as we know, the glass ceiling is here. We have not yet elected a women's Senate president. We need to get Hillary Clinton on board. We need to make sure that we do so well then that Trump is so mad he's the one who's got blood coming out of his eyes in November.
If you're going to let it bother you, then you have a chip on your shoulder. Yes, it's just the way people are. For instance, he's married to me. I'm not married to him. But when there's an article in the paper about me, I'm the wife of Alderman Burke. He didn't take my bar exam for me. He didn't take my college exams. He doesn't write my decisions for me. We don't talk about my work, none of that. But I'm always going to be the wife of Alderman Burke. I'm an Illinois Supreme Court judge, but that makes no difference. It really doesn't. But does it make any difference to me? Not at all, because I know who I am, and that's how Hillary, she stands on her own two feet. You can say whatever you want, but she knows who she is, and you can see that, you can feel it.
I first met Hillary when I was running statewide, and she was in Chicago for an event, and she actually took the time to sit down and talk to me and to say, look, don't worry about what people are saying. You just do what you're doing because you're doing it for the right reason. And, you know, this is a person who at that point, you know, had been in the White House, who would really, I think, seemed the worst of it, and was still going, was still, you know, amazing public servant, policy wonk. That's the priority. You have to do what's in your heart, and that's what she's done, and she's a great example.
That montage of voices started and ended with Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, followed by Illinois House Majority Leader Barbara Flynn Curry, Chicago Attorney Kimberly Ogoyen, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, Congresswoman Sherry Bustos of the Quad Cities, State Senator Heather Staines, and finally, Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke. At the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, I'm Amanda Vinicky.